Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time of the afternoon, we speak to Professor Barry Shube. And just in case you didn't know by now, Professor Barry Shube is the former executive director at the NICD. There you go. I didn't get a tongue twister today. And Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon. I'm glad you didn't twist on NICD.
Well, I got to thank you for that, Prof. You gave me permission to do that. So we're NICD-ing from here on in. We missed you on Thursday, but we were very thankful for the voice note. Thank you. We learned about the Israeli alternative therapy. We will wait and see what transpires on that front. But today you're going to talk to us about details as regards the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, Simon, a lot of people have been asking me, and I think a lot of the media, I think, have maybe put a question mark and some skepticism. So I thought I'd kind of just, you know, tell you the facts, the real facts. First of all, as you know, the AstraZeneca vaccine, we've had to suspend because of the doubts of whether how effective it is in terms of preventing mild to moderate infection, disease. But we still need to kind of assess, does it in fact, and of course this is the efficacy against the variant, the 501YV2. Now that's also a bit of a tongue twister, but after a while you get used to it. But we still need to assess, is it effective against preventing severe and hospitalized infection with the new variant? That's still research underway, but we had to suspend the AstraZeneca until we got data on that, until we got assurances that it is going to work against severe infection. We know it doesn't work very well against mild and moderate infection. But we're replacing it with the Johnson & Johnson vector, which we do know does work well against both mild and moderate as well as severe infection. So we're getting, in fact, next week, 80,000 doses, and this is going to come every 2 weeks, the middle of February, end of February, middle of March, end of March, total of 80,000 doses to a total of 300,000 doses, maybe even 500,000 doses. The extra 200,000 is still being negotiated. They're quite optimistic that we will, in fact, get the 500,000 doses, which will really be a good start to the healthcare worker immunization. In addition to that, we are getting a small amount, 117,000 of the Pfizer vaccine. You know, Pfizer vaccine is a well-known vaccine used in Israel, used in the United States, used in the United Kingdom, used in Europe. And we know that that's a very effective vaccine. We haven't yet trialed it against our variant, but we can extrapolate because it's got such a potent immune response against the previous virus, that's very unlikely to be unaffected, probably very likely to be very effective against our variant as well. We can be pretty confident about that. So those are like the immediate. Then in addition, we are getting a huge chunk of Pfizer vaccine around May time. That's about 20 million doses. There's also, in fact, even the Moderna vaccine coming about 300,000 doses in quarter two. An additional Johnson & Johnson purchase of 9 million doses. This is like a shopping list I'm giving out at quarter two. And maybe 20 million doses in quarter three. All in all, we are really kind of be able to get well into the year with the vaccines that we have had committed. There's also remember the COVAX, that's the pooled procurement mechanism that the WHO has organized. And that's another 2 or 3 million doses of vaccine. And through the African Union, another 12 million doses. I don't have to kind of go through the whole shopping list, but basically we're pretty close to being able to getting enough vaccine to where we want to get to for two-thirds of the population, the adult population, that is.
Prof, two questions have come in, and I wonder if I could ask you, who's paying for the AstraZeneca, and where's the money coming from somebody else?
The AstraZeneca, which we've got at the moment, that's the 1 million doses, which is being put in suspension at the moment. Who's paying for it? You and I are paying for it through the taxpayer. Cancel that. That's come from the Solidarity Fund. The other vaccines are coming from Turkey. So the AstraZeneca was paid for by the Solidarity Fund. Even the Solidarity Fund was an initiative by the private sector to purchase vaccines. Does that answer the question?
No, I think it definitely does. It definitely, definitely does. And that takes us to 4:30, Prof. So we'll leave it there. And you and I will chat again tomorrow.
Great. Excellent. Thanks, Simon. All the best. Have I given some assurance?
You definitely have, Prof. It's good to know there are a couple of million different vaccinations on their way. Definitely, definitely good news. Thank you for that.
Good. Thanks. Have a good day.
It is. Thank you, Prof.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.